could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. Of course, there's no better way to deal with your cats than with a treat. You can pretty much get them to do anything. So, make sure you check out for Lick and Lap. It's a creamy paste that your cats will definitely fall in love with, and you can find it at VitaCraft.us. You can get it in pet stores, or you can also find it at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats, they give your dog a healthier life. Now, you can enter the promo code PETS in the promo box and save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. You can watch us live on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. Young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly up in the air, we like to fly. Dog and butterfly. She rolled back down to the warm, soft ground, laughing. She don't know why. She don't know why. Dog and butterfly.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. Hey, right off the bat, I want to give a shout out. We want to welcome on, of course, KCBQ San Diego, California. That's AM 1170 and FM 96.1. A big shout out to Steve and the gang there at KCBQ and KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon. AM 630 and 101.1 FM. Hey, Michael, how you doing? Once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. How you doing, Jasmine?
I'm great. How are you?
All is well.
Yes.
You know, I got to tell you, that the song, The Dog and the Butterfly,
uh-huh.
It kind of brings back kind of like a memory. We had, I think it was actually before you started with the show, we had Dean Koontz on. You know, Dean Koontz, a well-known author. They've made many of his books into movies. He was on, and we were like the first interview he ever did on radio. Like,
oh, wow.
He wasn't big on doing radio interviews, I guess. So he came on, and one of the big reasons why he actually did come on with us is because of the fact that he had lost his dog. His dog passed away, and he wrote a book about his dog. And at the end, well, it's not really, I don't know if it's at the end of the book, you know, it's not really giving that away, but during the conversation with the book, talking about the book, the one thing Dean Koontz loved were butterflies. And so he said the day that the dog died, him and his wife were heartbroken because they'd never had a pet. The dog was their first pet ever. And he went out for a walk to the park. And he said he sat down on a bench there at the park, and basically a butterfly landed on his shoulder. And at that point, he said to me on the air, he was like, that's when I knew my dog was saying hello.
Oh, that's cute.
So, and so I do believe in that. I strongly believe that, you know, whether you're a human being or whether you're an animal, I believe that we all have souls. We all have energy, and it does move on to something else. For him, maybe it moved on to that butterfly and, you know, landed on, that was his dog saying, hey, I'm okay.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a cute story.
Do you deal a lot with the loss of animals when you're training? Because I would imagine,
yes.
And I'm really curious, do you have a lot of people that you work with that lost a dog and then all of a sudden, within a short period of time, went out and adopted another dog and then needed your services?
Well, yeah, it happens like every day.
Because so, I know some people, it could be a year, so 2 years, or maybe never that they'll adopt another dog because they're so...
Yeah.
Heart stricken.
So basically, you know, I used to train dogs in a pet store. And then when I started my own business, it took about 5 years for me to start getting calls from people that were my previous clients. And they're telling me that their dog passed away and they got a puppy and they remembered, you know, I helped them with their puppy. So then they wanted me to work with their new dog. I had my own experience with losing my dog Nala, and within a week I went to the shelter and went to adopt a puppy, and I looked at a puppy, went home, slept on it. That night I dreamed that my previous dog was in my dream. We were back at the emergency vet and she was playing with the puppy that I met at the shelter, and then she turned around and looked at me. She turned around and looked at me like, this is the one. So I went and adopted her.
I want to continue on with that conversation, but okay. Let's go to Martin. Martin has a question for you out of Utica, New York, and he's got a 13-year-old husky. Hey, Martin, how you doing?
Very good. I got a husky here, and he's friendly to everyone, and I usually take him to the stores when I go to stores, and he's able to go there and everything like that. But when I take him to, you know, when he's tied up and... another dog comes by, he has a tendency to go after him. And he did it the other day. He was tied up and all that, and one of the tenants at a place I was working at came by with his big dog. It was a big dog, and I was working, and I heard the dog growl at him, and then I heard the dog owner say, whoops. He pulled his dog back, but he got a chunk of hair from him. He bit him. You know, he just went crazy on him. And,
your dog bit the other dog?
The other dog was just trying to be friendly to him, or just trying to meet up with him, and he went crazy. He just he leased out of him. And I saw a big clump of hair on the ground. And I told him, I said, you can't just bring your dog up, to be friendly to him, you know, it's like that. So I told him that, but he laughed about it, and he told the dog away. But that's what happened.
So your dog was
any suggestions?
Was your dog on a tie-out on your job
site? Yeah, he was tied up. Yeah, he was on a leash and all that. You know, he's on a. A long lead, and he's just sitting there. He's just there, and he's okay. He's just sits there, and he looks at all the other people coming by. He looks at them walking by, and dogs and cats and everything like that. They come by and all that. He don't care. But this one dog tried to be friendly to him, and the owner had him on a leash, and he brought him by, and. All I did was I heard the dog growling, and I heard everybody yelling. And the owner was laughing about it, but, you know, it could have been worse. I mean, you know, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a chunk of his hair, and I took a picture of the hair, and you know, just so that I could harass the guy with it later on. But it's kind of foolish, you know. I mean, he doesn't like other dogs, apparently. He's able to take him out into the public, and I take him to stores or something like that. I tell people that someone comes up with another dog, I say, he doesn't like other dogs. He doesn't like other dogs, so they stay away. But
Martin, hold on to that thought. We got to take a little break, but when we come back, we'll tackle that question, because I got a couple comments on it as well. So, Martin, don't go away. Hold on.
Right,
once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. But, by the way, we're going to continue on with Martin and his dog when we return for more of Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a 2-night, 3-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Is anyone there?
Watermelon meow meow.
Hello? Hello? Is there someone on the line? Hello?
Watermelon meow meow.
Yeah, Martin's on the line with us, and we're speaking with Martin about his dog. You know, Martin in Utica, New York, I have a comment for Jasmine in there, is that when you tether your dog to a tree or a gate or whatever you have them to, I find personally, and Jasmine's comment will come next, but I find that it could cause a little bit of aggression in the dog because he's not with you and he wants to be with you, and then he's seeing all these other things going on that he can't approach. So, and second part for that, for Jasmine, is dogs have different personalities, just like people. So even though your dog may get along with a cat or another dog that walked by, the personalities may not just, you know, work between the ones that had the argument.
Right. I think he was saying that his dog doesn't particularly like any dog when he takes them out. When we have dogs on a tie out or even on a leash, sometimes it can stress them out and it causes them to be anxious. And I wouldn't necessarily label it as aggressive. That's very general, but it would be resource guarding, which is leash reactivity that can happen. And it might not even necessarily be how the dog behaves off leash when they can have a natural greeting with another dog where they turn around in circles and sniff each other's heinies, but on leash, they can't get away. They know that they can't get away, and that can make them very stressed out. So if he's on a tie out and he's away from you, and it was like an extended period of time, and then someone approached with their dog, that mean he was probably giving an indication that he wasn't happy about the greeting before they got to him. So he probably, you know, looked away, growled, and then they continued to approach. So he felt like he needed to defend himself. So that's what leash reactivity is. It's like they're nervous and they're telling the other dogs, get away from me. I don't want to be bothered with you right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, it does, but it's not going to resolve the problem. I mean, you know, she's really friendly to everybody else, but she doesn't like other dogs. She has on occasion bitten other dogs I was working at a house last year, and I'm a painting contractor, and I was painting a house last year, and the homeowner had three little Shotsies, little small dogs, and they all barked at her. And they all, you know, came at her every time that she'd come near them. And one day, he bit one of them, you know.
Okay.
And the homeowner, she didn't care. She says, that's okay. They're getting aggressive to him. That she knew that they were getting, you know, real obnoxious. So she let it go. But it could have been somebody else that might have been, you know, uptight about her dog and would have taken it out on me and all that, you know. But She didn't care about it, but he did take a bite out of her, and she was bleeding and all that stuff.
So the resolution to this would be to stop taking her, because with that type of behavior, like, you can get sued. She could be at risk of being euthanized if she has a bite against her. If somebody reports a bite, she really hurts somebody's dog and they need to go to the veterinarian. So to protect her, I would not bring her anymore because it's not safe. We have to be their advocate. And that's kind of an indication that she's not necessarily comfortable with being put in those situations. And it's not enjoyable for her. So if she was enjoying it and she was happy and, you know, she was friendly with other dogs when she saw them, then that's great. It's a good experience. But she's showing you over and over again that it's not a good experience for her. And so it would be best for her not to go and be in that situation.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry, just like Jasmine said, and that was going to be my point too, is that lawsuits are, you know, quite prevalent out
there. Especially if you're a business owner, somebody can sue you because you're there doing work on their house. So I would really just suggest that you don't do that. And there are some dogs that just don't really care for other dogs, and that's okay. Like, we don't want to force them. That's like, if a person has social anxiety, or, you know, they're incredibly introverted, and then we keep dragging them out of the house in social situations, it's right. not going
I got a friend like
it's
that.
Not going to fix how they feel. It's going to make them feel more right. anxious all the time.
And it does. I mean, my friend is that way too, as a human, so definitely going to be that way with a dog.
He's over there cracking up. Yeah.
So, Martin, use that advice and let us know how you make out. But yeah, maybe leave the dog more at home.
Crazy.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you for calling.
Take care.
Thanks, you too.
That's Martin out there in Utica, New York. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And, you know, sometimes when it comes down to something like that, you have to change the environment. You know, and, you know, keeping the dog at home is changing the environment.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just not going to work with other dogs.
And at 13 years old, you know, just let the dog be
right.
happy.
Exactly. I know how cranky I get when I get older. So,
you know, if a dog is 13 and then we're trying to force them into situations, like, that's stressful for them. And I just believe in allowing dogs to, you know, have a chill life. So if they're not happy around other dogs or other people, we can't make them happy around right. them. We can't make them like other dogs. Sometimes it's just not possible. It's different if you know, adopt a new dog and you've got a resident dog and they don't really get along. Well, we want to try to make something happen so that they can work it out within that household. But random dogs, like, we can't do anything about that.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up the, you know, the Sue part of, like, it's people are very Sue happy these days. And, you know, just for any kind of little thing with a dog, a bite or anything like that, and he was saying that the other people laugh about it or they're okay with it.
Yeah, but that's not always the case.
No.
If somebody came over here with their dog and it grabbed one of your cats,
I would not be happy.
Exactly.
Sometimes people right will act. Sometimes people will act like it's not a big deal in that moment, and then all of a sudden you're served with papers.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. a lot of stories that I've read, is that something will happen, there will be an altercation, somebody accidentally gets bitten, they say it's no big deal, it's whatever, and then a couple days later the person gets something in their mail saying, oh, hey, you're being sued.
Right.
You've been served. Right. I have heard stories of, like, a dog that's not even aggressive, someone accused the dog of biting them because the dog scratched them with their nails. They went to the doctor and said it was a bite, and then tried to have a problem with the owner over it. So I don't trust people enough to put my dog in a situation like that.
Hey, don't forget, give us a call, 818-818-6401. If you have a training question, we take your comments and your thoughts as well. So 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Hey, I'm Melissa Rivers, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Now, they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Istanbul to protest recent legislation that critics say is leading to the killing of stray dogs across Turkey. Last month, legislators approved the new law aimed at removing millions of stray dogs from Turkish streets, citing safety concerns. Animal lovers fear it will lead to widespread culling or dogs ending up in disease-ridden or overcrowded shelters. President Tayyip Erdogan said that the law was necessary to deal with the country's stray dog problem. Protesters called for the law to be repealed, brandishing posters reading "Shelters are death camps" and "Withdraw the bloody law." "We want this law to be withdrawn immediately," protester Hasan Kasatek, 64 years old, told Associated Press. "Stray dogs are living beings, just like us. We are here because we are against them being annihilated. Just like we stood beside our president on July 15, 2016, when there was a coup attempt. We are here for the stray animals. I say, as an AK party supporter, this law is a bloody law." The main opposition Republican People's Party moved to repeal the law in the Constitutional Court less than 2 weeks after it passed. The government estimates that around 4 million stray dogs roam Turkey's streets and rural areas. Although most are harmless, several people, including children, have been attacked. A report released by the Safe Streets and Defense of the Right to Life Association, an organization campaigning for the removal of all stray dogs from the streets, says that 65 people have died in the streets attacks by dogs since 2022. The new legislation requires municipalities to collect stray dogs and house them in shelters to be vaccinated, neutered, and spayed before making them available for adoption. Dogs that are in pain, terminally ill, or pose a health risk to humans will be euthanized. The initial draft bill included cats, but the article was changed after a public outcry. However, many questions were cash-strapped municipalities would find the money to build the necessary extra shelters required. Animal rights activists worry that some municipalities might kill dogs on the pretext that they are ill rather than allocate resources to shelter them. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Lord, it's hard to imagine the depth of compassion that kept her from pushing the old stray away.
During a live circus performance, Russian trainer Sergei Prokhorenik narrowly escaped death when a female brown bear named Donut, weighing over 490 pounds, suddenly attacked him. The horrified audience, filled with parents and children, watched in terror as the bear, who was riding a hoverboard as part of her act, viciously attacked Mr. Prokhorenik, pinning him to the ground for approximately half a minute. Meanwhile, he desperately tried to defend himself, holding a bar between the bear's jaws and his body.
Just as the situation seemed dire, a worker outside the cage intervened, jabbing at the bar and distracting her long enough for him to break free. The bear backed off, giving Prokhinnik a narrow escape from the terrifying ordeal. Nikita, director of Moretti Circus, confirmed that the show resumed without further incident after the horrific episode. Toward the end of the act, the bear snapped at Sergi and wrestled with him. Their performance continued, he said. He noted that the tamer waited for the bear to calm down, got up, continued the routine with her, sealed it with a kiss, and that was it. He also praised him for his quick thinking and professional handling of the situation. This is an animal, and they can behave differently. They may not like something, but they can express their emotions this way. Every trainer understands this. While everyone was relieved that the trainer escaped unhurt, Russian animal rights activist Yuri renewed his calls for a complete ban on live animal performances, citing the inherent risks and dangers posed to humans and animals in such shows. While modern world circus art is rapidly moving toward humanity, banning the use of animals in circuses, the Russian circus lobby is actively resisting progress, defending its commercial interests. In Russia, animal rights have been a pressing concern, prompting President Vladimir Putin to sign a bill outlawing animal cruelty in 2018. Although the legislation doesn't address animal performance, activists have continued to focus on this issue. Last year, the Russian Duma proposed a bill to prohibit the use of animals in circuses nationwide. The bill is set to be presented to the lower chamber in October. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm a bear, he cried, but I'm more than that. There's something you need to remember. I'm an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a bear. Bear, look behind him and side to side. Saw a tree he could climb if he needed to hide. He'd been asleep all winter. Of course he knew he stank. But he could smell that smoke coming from across the Far Creek bank. And my bear, he cried, but I'm more than that. There's something you need to.
And again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, you can give us a call at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I was dancing to that bear song.
And I saw her put her paw in your mouth.
My cat Shadow was like, don't sing. Just don't sing.
Don't embarrass me, Dad.
She did. She almost stuck her paw in my mouth. But I was hoping it was on camera, but the camera was still on you.
It's been stuck on me. Why? It's not moving.
Don't take me there. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give me a call. Us a call. 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you about your pet.
So have you ever seen
lines
a bear
are open.
Ride a hoverboard?
No.
It's pretty cool. I can't ride a hoverboard. My kids can. I can't.
I would kill myself. I'm one of those.
Yeah.
But I did see the video.
Just know if you Google bear riding hoverboard, that video of the man getting attacked is going to be pretty much the only video that you find. You know, and it doesn't have the bear really riding the hoverboard. It's like a split second.
Oh.
It's disappointing.
I totally disagree with what he did. It's a split second
until that bear jumps off the hoverboard.
Yeah,
and
it jumps right off
him.
And attacks him.
I can't believe he continued to work with it after it did that.
He did. He continued. I watched the video and it looked pretty gruesome, and then he got up.
Like, the bear gets off and kind of tackles him to the ground, and then they're both laying on the ground, or, like, the bear's over top of him and kind of, like, bumping him a little bit, and then it kind of starts thrashing. What was that movie with Leonardo?
Revenant.
Revenant, it's kind of like that if you've seen it.
No, Revenant was much more abusive.
It was, but not. But this is real. That wasn't. Yeah. This is. He starts thrashing the bear. It looked pretty bad.
And then he did. He started doing the rest of the act with
I didn't
them.
Watch it that far. I just wanted to see the bear riding the
and
hoverboard.
And then they kissed lip to lip.
Aww. Yeah, would you trust that after it attacked you?
No, and that's my point. Any animal is going to keep wild in them no matter how much you train them, if they're a wild animal. You know, that's the same thing. Good friend of mine is Tippi Hedren. You know her from The Birds, Alfred Hitchcock, and everything else. And she's got big cats. And that's the thing, is she doesn't let anyone around the big cats, obviously. Because even though they look tame and sometimes they may act tame, it's just a split second before that wild instinct goes into them, or they get ticked off because of something that you've done to them. And then, you know, it's not like necessarily your dog or your cat attacking you. It's a big 400 or 500 pound animal.
Yeah.
And that bear was a big bear, so...
it's a clear sign that they're forcing the animals to perform, that, like, he continued the show after it showed him that it was stressed and it didn't want to do that.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can guess what animal makes this sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. You can go with cat treats for your cat from Vitacraft. We have Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks. And we can send those out to you if those are what you want. We have dog books, cat books. We do have some treats for dogs, and they are supplements as well from Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus, Daily Multi, and also Daily Probiotic. We have an easy walk, no pull harness for a 25-30 pound dog. We have the collapsible water bowls from Talkin' Pets in 4 different colors. And we do have the turtle pendant that you can wear on your lapel. It's actually about the size of a half dollar. And we do have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. And it's a reptiles CD, music CD. It's not a murder CD or anything like that. Just letting you know. And we do have calendars. So if you want a calendar for 2025, you are... welcome to go with the calendar. We'll have some choices for you on that. So 818-818-6401. What animal makes this sound? What animal makes that sound? You will find them mostly in trees. 818-818-6401. A prize comes with the correct guess. Now, this animal actually can rotate their head up to 300 degrees. And like I said, you can find them in trees. Take a shot at it. Take a guess. 818-818-6401. They're really cool. I held one once, and they're pretty awesome.
You can hold one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know what it is.
They've got very long nails.
Okay.
Apparently, they don't trim their nails. 818-818-6401. What animal is that? If you know, take a guess, and we'll set you up with a prize. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, so pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. A big shout-out to everybody in KCBQ country in San Diego, California, and KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon. Once again, you are listening and to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. You might be right if you take a guess on what that animal is. And they're brown in color, darker face. I think they're kind of cute. I don't find them to be very aggressive because they're very slow.
Okay, well, you just gave it away.
818-818-6401. A lot of animals are slow. A snail is slow.
Yeah, but they don't have nails.
True. 818-818-6401. What is the answer? Take a guess on what this animal is.
It's not a snail.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. 818-818-6401.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling
800-544-0808. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. We'll go to your calls and your guesses if you have a guess on what that animal sound is. And we're going to go to Greenwich, Connecticut, and we're going to speak with Leva. Hey, Leva, how you doing, darling?
Great, sweetheart, great. I've tried this new medication for my COPD, and it's worked. It's working.
Yeah, my brother has COPD as well, so, you know, I know he struggles with it pretty bad. So,
Is he on oxygen?
I know he does take oxygen once in a while, but it's not like a permanent thing.
Okay, that's great to know. So, yeah, I'm feeling good.
Good,
and how are you doing?
I'm doing good. And I bet you're calling to take a guess at what that creature is.
Yes, I'll take a wild guess. Is it a sloth?
Good job.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
100% correct.
And John, I didn't get the calendar yet from my life.
Oh, you'll get it. Yeah, they're just slow on sending it out.
Okay, I like to pay it forward, this one.
Okay, you could pay it forward. So what we'll do is the next call that comes in, you don't even have to come on air. You can talk with Sydney and pick out what you want, and we will send it out to you. So that's compliments of Leva. She's paying it forward. So call 818-818-6401, and we'll go with the second call. We'll give that shot or whatever. Second call to call in, and you can take the prize that Leva is forwarding on to you. 818-818-6401. Leva, thank you, darling.
Thanks for calling.
You sound really good over
losing
there.
My voice.
Do you have a frog in your throat?
No, cat dander.
Well, I know you're allergic to cats.
Yeah.
And I've got three of them.
I know.
Long-haired, two of them.
Well,
great for the
Well, it's kind of long, medium, and short, my cats.
Winter and Summer both have long hair.
That's long hair.
Winter's not really.
No. Yes, they are.
What kind of cat has hair much longer than theirs?
I've seen cats with much longer hair.
Lions? Their manes?
You're lucky that my black cat, Shadow, is not a lion, because every time Jasmine gets out of her chair here in the studio, all of a sudden Shadow just jumps into that chair and
challenges me.
She does. And it's
she
like,
gives me the stink eye.
She does. And she's like, this chair is mine.
Right.
The fangs come out and the hiss comes out. And it's
she's the queen and she thinks this is her throne. Well, it is.
But you know the weird part, though, is that she doesn't necessarily sit in it all the time when I'm working here, you know, during the week. But
she knows.
She does sit in Lexi's producer's chair quite a bit.
She doesn't
try
to sit in this chair at all on Saturdays for the show. Never.
During the week,
she does. I was going to say, I've never had to try to fight her for my chair.
Because she doesn't want to mess with you.
Well, honestly, I think she does it for attention.
She does.
Because she knows that when you're doing the show, you're busy, so that's a way to get attention, is to sit up here and then have to come move her.
Any attention is a good attention.
Right.
To her.
So she's a toddler.
I ran down to the grocery store before the show started. And when I was down there and I was walking to my car, all of a sudden I saw this car go by me in the parking lot. And there were two people sitting in the front seats. And then right on the console was a cat. And I had to
Like a real cat.
Yeah, a real cat. And I had to do a double take because I've always seen dogs in cars.
Yeah.
But you don't really see a lot of cats in cars.
No.
And the cat was sitting on the console, like in the middle part. And then all of a sudden it looked at me and I was like, well, you're alive. I mean, you're real. And I took a real fast look and they had it tethered, which was good. So it doesn't jump on the steering wheel or anything like that. Because
right.
you know that's what happened to Stephen King when he got hit.
No, I don't know.
Supposedly,
his dog or something.
Yeah, the driver's dog jumped on the steering wheel and swerved, and they ran over Stephen King, who was walking on the side of the road.
Oh, that's awful.
How often would you see Stephen King walking on the side of the road? But
can you? I mean, how ironic would that be that like you get in a car accident and you hit a celebrity?
They didn't even hit his celebrity. They literally hit his celebrity.
It's not as odd as it sounds.
What are the chances? That's literally one in what?
I was in New York.
Depends on where you are.
I was in New York City with my friend David, and he ran into, and literally, the guy was on the hood. What's his name that opened up that bad guy's vault and it was empty. What's his name?
Sounds real famous.
No, he is, but I can't think of his name now.
Nicolas Cage.
Latin guy. Oh. He's a news guy.
Ricky Martin. I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, geez, now I can't even think of his name.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He opened up Capone's vault that time, and he thought all those things, when they found it, was going to be, you know, in this room, and there was nothing but a bottle, an empty bottle.
I have no idea.
And, I can't think of his name now. It's going to kill me. But he's always on the news. He's got a big mustache.
Geraldo.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah.
So my friend hit him.
Oh, my gosh.
He was not happy.
I think anybody getting hit by a car is not going to be happy, regardless of the circumstances.
Well, he was crossing.
Like, unless you, like, jumped out in front of the car, I guess, then you'd be happy. But
he was crossing the street to go to MTV at the time or whatever, that building. And he didn't make it.
He didn't make it.
No, I mean, we didn't hurt him. I mean, he just stood outside the car screaming. But I felt like I should have had a camera on him, you know, but I didn't.
Wait, you were with him when it happened?
Yeah, I wasn't driving. My friend David was.
Oh, my goodness.
But he wasn't happy, but he moved on. He didn't get hurt.
He just cussed you guys out.
He did.
I don't blame him. Whose fault was it?
I don't want to say it was David. You know people in New York, people cross the street.
A lot of times it's not, because if you jaywalk and you hit somebody, they're jaywalking, you won't get in trouble.
He wasn't jaywalking. He was, you know.
In the crosswalk?
Yeah, but there was a bunch of people, but he just happened to be the one that the car hit.
Oh, my gosh, anyway, that's awful.
But it wasn't bad. No, he wasn't hurt, so otherwise I wouldn't be laughing about it.
Yeah.
I'd probably be sharing cell block C next to my friend David.
Right.
But, a note goes out to David out there, and David, he's taking a cat calendar.
Nice.
We'll send that out to you, David, and congratulations, because you were the pay it forward from Leba, who took a guess, and it was a sloth. So enjoy the calendar, and by the way, if you want to order a calendar, pageaday.com, you can check it out there. And but once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. And by the way, David's in Greenwich, Connecticut, listening on WGCH. Spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Lexi Adams.
Hey, and we'll talk to you again right around the corner, so very soon. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.